This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC for short, is part of the cornucopia of federal regulatory agencies in Washington. It's responsible for the safe and orderly operation of the markets in derivatives, bets, essentially, on what's going to happen in everything from interest rates to, pork belly prices. The CFTC isn't exactly a huge government operation, but it is responsible for an enormous market on the order of trillions of dollars. And as Marketplace's David Gura reports, its leadership ranks are about to shrink a bit.
At a CFTC meeting yesterday, Commissioner Bart Chilton made an announcement.
Some of you may recall the old Etta James song, At Last.
You know the one.
At last.
Chilton's a regulator with a penchant for peppering speeches and statements with all kinds of allusions.
Today, at last, I'm pleased to say I'll be saying bio con Dios, my comrades.
The commission is already down one member, and its chairman's term is up at the end of this year. Jeffrey Manns is a law professor at George Washington University who says the regulator's job changed dramatically a couple of years ago.
One could say that the CFTC went from being a minnow into being a whale in terms of regulation in the wake of the Dodd-Frank Act.
Michael Barr helped write that law. Now he teaches at Michigan. Barr says the CFTC's new role is key. Derivatives were unregulated, and he says that led to the financial crisis.
It's a huge undertaking. It's absolutely core to reform, and it is a fundamental shift, a transformation from the past.
And one that, according to Frank Edwards, is being done on a small budget. Edwards is a professor at Columbia Business School. Is the CFTC equipped, in your estimation, to handle this new role?
No, not really.
The administration has asked Congress to give regulators more money. So far, that hasn't happened. Now it'll have to do something that may be even harder, get lawmakers to approve three nominees to fill three CFTC vacancies. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.